The New Zealand dollar slipped below the key 60 level for the first time in a week after the RBNZ held rates steady at 2.25%, as expected, while signaling policy will remain accommodative for now, but leaving open the possibility of a hike later this year, depending on incoming data. In the U.S., some Fed officials have suggested AI-driven productivity gains could ultimately justify higher interest rates, contrasting with expectations for eventual easing. The main focus today will be UK CPI, which is expected to show inflation cooling further, potentially reinforcing dovish BOE expectations after recent weak labor data weighed on the pound. Later, attention turns to U.S. releases, including industrial production, along with the FOMC minutes, which may provide further insight into the Fed's cautious stance as markets continue to price in rate cuts next year. Elsewhere, the IMF warned Japan against cutting sales taxes due to fiscal risks, while reports suggest ECB President Lagarde could step down early, though no decision has been confirmed. That's all for now.